Hail to the knight of the post, to Titus the chief of the town, Titus who vainly did boast of the solemn monker gown, Titus who saw the world o'er from the tower of Valladolid, yet stood in the white horse door and swore to it like the creed. Titus at Wotton in May, to Titus at Islington, and Titus the selfsame day, both here and there again. Titus who ever swore truth, his politic plots to maintain, and never yet balked an oath, when called to the test again. Then Titus was meekest of all, when never a penny in purse, and oft did on Pickering call his charity to imburse. But when he swore damnable oaths, and lying esteemed no sin, then Titus was one of those whom the devil had entered in. Then Titus the frown of heaven, and Titus a plague upon earth, Titus who'll ne'er be forgiven, cursed from his fatal birth, Titus the curse and the doom of the rich and the poor man too. O Titus, thou shred of a loom, what a plague dost thou mean to do? Titus an orthodox beast, and Titus a presbyter tall, Titus a popish priest, and Titus the shame of all. Titus who ne'er had the skill, the wise with his plots to deceive, but Titus whose tongue can kill, whom nature has made a slave. Titus, the light of the town, where zealots and Whigs do resort, Titus, the shame of the gown, and Titus, the scorn of the court, Titus, who spewed out the truth to swallow the covenant, yet never blush at an oath, whom lying has made a saint. Yet Titus believed could be against any popish lord, whilst still against see the witness and truth abhorred. So Titus got credit and gold for lying, nor thought it a sin, but against dissenters bold, the truth is not worth a pin. Thus Titus swore on apace, against those whom he never did see, yet Titus with brazen face would our preserver be. But as Titus the foremost in trust discovered this mystery, may Titus so be the first that leads to the triple tree.